Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 319. I'm your host Jamel Crothers. I'm back. 2 weeks off. It was needed, I will say that. I hope that you are doing well and that your Thanksgiving was great if you celebrate it, because you know, we all know the origins of the majority of these holidays, if you, you know, do the extensive research. Anyway, today is one of six podcasts that are left for this year. So I will be delving today into the grind that I'm on so I can eventually slow down with everything that I'm doing. So let's get into it today. Now, the amount of books I've written and published, well, it's been nothing short of amazing and definitely a blessing. The reason why I'm going at such a fast pace is so I can eventually slow down. And I'm starting to do that a little bit more now that I have published so many books within the past 2 years, honestly. And I'm challenging myself with creating book content so it leads me to other ventures and, you know, growing my brand down the road. And I'm in the process of publishing, you know, more books and, you know, certain things that I've never written or never done. And there's new content to be shared with the world. So why should I hold it back? Why should I hold on to a book that I've already written and edited, right? I mean, I had, you know, plans on doing certain things, but then, you know, other ideas come to me and now it's, yeah, you know what? It's better for me to publish my content so you have an opportunity to read something new, right? And I know that I won't write like this forever. So when I'm in the moment, I want to share what's going on in my mind and what I'm seeing in the world. So my grind now is so that I can slow down and focus on other projects and ventures that I really want to delve into. And I'm always looking for new challenges and opportunities. Now, I'm closer to the 60 books and next year I'm only publishing 4 books. So I'll hit my 60 book goal, you know, at the end of, you know, next year. And I know that I have more in me as far as more books to write. So I am going to be pushing for 80 books. So if you, you know, have missed a podcast where I said it, I am not retiring at 60. I will be continuing the journey of writing, you know, another 20 books. Could I write more than that? Yes, but I don't want to put it out there to the world and then kind of be holding myself accountable, because that's really what it's going to be. It's holding myself accountable, and that's where the challenges and the opportunities come from. And then there's also, you know, the thought of getting married and, you know, traveling and, you know, living my life with my family, right? And potentially having a child. I won't say that I won't, but you know, hey, and having a family and getting married slows things down a little bit. You know, the focus changes. You know, you have to focus on a relationship and maintaining that and things of that nature. So while it's still possible to work toward my goals, I still want to be able to give, you know, quality time to the woman that I care about, the woman that, you know, I enjoy spending my time with and, you know, giving my all to. So I think about that from that standpoint. And it's why I work so hard now, so I can enjoy other things in my life, traveling, seeing new countries, experiencing different things, different cultures. The way this world is right now, I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna still continue to, you know, do the things that I'm doing, and we'll revisit a few other things down the road. I definitely want to travel within the United States also. You know, there's plenty of states and cities that I want to see and go to and experience. I still want to do the snowboarding thing. I want to stay in a cabin somewhere in Oregon. I want to visit San Diego. I've never been to Miami. But, you know, there's a couple of other cities that I definitely want to go to. So this is why I'm grinding so hard. And don't get me wrong, this journey brings me happiness and joy. But I, you know, want to do other things with my life also. So I want you guys to know that I go as hard as I do because I know that I am going to need to slow down and enjoy life a little bit more. And I'm starting to do that a lot more these days. I don't immerse myself in sports as much anymore. I am guilty of checking box scores, all right? I can't help that, but I'm not immersed in sports anymore. I do watch a lot of documentaries, a lot of, you know, different things that are giving me ideas for, you know, content to write and things of that nature. So when you look at your life and, you know, you've been, I know if you've been putting in so much time, effort, energy, all that good stuff into what you love and what you're passionate for, you start to see the results and you start to see, you know, all the things that are, you know, coming along with all the work that you've been dedicating yourself to. But don't forget to enjoy moments. Don't forget to take time to, you know, spend time with people that you care about. My Thanksgiving was very fulfilling because my mom and my aunt came out to visit me and we had so much fun. And I will say that that was a moment where I grinded so hard and I, you know, did all this great work for me to take that time and take that week off, to not go to the gym, to, you know, not feel obligated to do certain things, to not do any work at all. And when I tell you I didn't turn on my personal laptop for literally 8 days, I really didn't at all. My laptop was stashed away in a closet in a bag and I never went to it. I never felt the need to. So that's the beauty of, you know, the grind. So I can slow down. And that's my goal, is to literally slow down. And, you know, I did all this work, you know, for next year as far as my books, my blogs, all that great stuff. So next year I can, you know, focus on promoting myself a lot more, trying to go to different, you know, book events, book festivals. I'm promoting myself, you know, in different places and utilizing networking opportunities that I have, you know, to meet people, talk with people, you know, all that good stuff. So that is the game plan, you know, for me. And I just know that this is a great journey of mine and you got to go on your own journey and it can't be anyone else's. It has to be your own. And I want you to go all in on your own journey. Because that's what's going to bring you the fulfillment at the end of the day. And as I always say, be 80 with memories, not 80 with regrets. That's something that's very important to me. And I envision a lot of different things for myself and what I want in my life. I definitely want to be an amazing partner in life. And, you know, that's very important to me. I can't live this life alone. Life is not really meant to, you know, life is not really meant to be done alone. It's meant to be, you know, you're meant to be with someone. But with the way this dating space is and the way date relationships are and marriage and all that stuff, that's another realm and another subject matter that everyone else can delve into. And count my blessings that I haven't experienced a lot of the things that my friends have experienced and a lot of, you know, things that people have gone through, you know, that I read people's stories on social media. So I just want to, you know, do all this great work and continue to motivate, inspire, and, you know, push you all to be great. So that's my story and that's my journey, and I want you guys to keep going, but definitely take the breaks when you need to. All right, everyone. That's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening as always. The website, theaquarianmindpodcast.com. If you guys want to listen to different podcasts, they're all categorized, so it helps a lot in finding certain podcasts that you want. And there are certain highlighted podcasts that are, you know, great listens about my writing journey and about me, you know, going through all the things that I've been through. So you guys can definitely put your email in and you'll get notifications and updates on when new podcasts are being posted. All right, everyone, have a good week. Be good and go accomplish your goals.